I mean, if I can, let me get rid of this thing. Amen. Praise you, Father. Lord, we just praise you. Thank you, Lord, that we have your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for making us victorious tonight. We thank you, Lord, and it's going to be an awesome prayer time. We're going to get things squared away. And Lord, we thank you that you're listening and that you will answer the prayers of faith that we put out tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for causing our enemies to fail in every action that they try to take against your people and against the conservatives. And we praise you and thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do tonight. Lord, we just believe that everything that we pray is going to be answered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing more people in here. The more demons get to be spread out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Personal prayer request. I want to pray for my daughter, Allison. Lord, I lift up Allison to you, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing her into the kingdom in a mighty way, and her husband, Richard. And I thank you, Lord, that the doctors, they've got their life tied up in doctors. And Father, I thank you for breaking that tie, that binding thing that she has with doctors. And I thank you, Lord, for you're showing her and him that you are our healer and deliverer. And you set us free from all the things that bind us up. And I praise you and thank you for doing that for Allison in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up John Shawker to you. I thank you, Lord, for bringing him into the kingdom as well in Jesus' name before it's too late for him. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to answer my prayer because I love you and you know that I got to have my good friend John in up in kingdom with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anyone else? Okay. All right. Let's see here. I want to make a prayer. I want to say a prayer that's going to be a general prayer for everybody. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the powers of the enemy off of any and everybody that's going through tough trials. In the name of Jesus, I command the enemy to cease his attacks against you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for freedom through your Holy Spirit. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, that anyone who has been bound up by the enemy is loose right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody said, thank you, Lord, it's done. Glory be to God. Go ahead, Pat. Did you have something or you just grinned? Go ahead.
Trying to find my microphone. Yes, I am agreeing, and I just wanted to just confess something the Lord is showing me related to double-mindedness. And I'm not going to elaborate on it. All I'm going to just say is I'm listening to the Lord, and to be continued, shall we say. There's going to be things coming up through the process, but I thank you, Lord, for opening up my eyes, giving me wisdom and strength and your grace to walk in the light that you've shown me, and I thank you for it. I thank you that your blood covering is upon me and upon all of us that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you. I thank you for your covering, and just ask you to continue to give me grace and strength and walk in the light of this truth. And thank you for the freedom. Thank you for the and I agree with Michael's prayer that these binds, these bondages are removed and they are resolved and dissolved immediately in Jesus' name by the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for setting people free tonight. Glory be to God. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request? Tonight, I don't know if anybody got the thing, but we are, the Lord has brought us into a fast starting tomorrow. A one meal a day. You fast one meal a day and just pray and fast during that time. And the things that we're praying against, and I may have to get Angelica or Julia to help me here, is 911 attacks against the U.S., false flag type attacks, spirit of communism. We pray against the invasion of illegal people coming into our country. Pray against the spirit of Islam. And we pray protection upon all conservatives, Christians, and all of God's elect. And Lord, we ask also, here's another one, is make a way of escape for people in New York. Amen. Okay, that's what we want to pray about tonight. So just kind of be thinking about how you want to pray. Yeah, Pat, go ahead.
Just another thing that hit me on yesterday or Tuesday's call. I mentioned something about my conviction or my thought that there's a possibility that God is allowing this Islamic influence there in the in New York City there as a way of motivating people to flee that city, etc. And I will have to say, as an observation, I believe that is true. However, the point that I wanted to make is that whether it be true or not, and an observation, it doesn't negate the fact that we need to stand against evil, which Michael brought up, immediately after that. So I just wanted to, by way of a confession or whatever, just stand with the body against these attacks, against these evils, and God will do what God wants to do and how He wants to do it. But we, you know, my job is to stand, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Stand against evil, even though. So anyway, I just want to confess that and just get that squared away.
Amen. Just so you know, the Lord wants us to pray these things. We ask the Lord specifically about these. And this is what the Lord wants. This is how He's going to do it. He's going to do it through our prayers and our faith. Okay? And having said that, I'm going to play you a little something here that'll build your faith up just a little bit, I believe. Do y'all mind if you, it's not very long. Let's see here if I can do this. Give me just a second. Hang on just a second. I'm having a little trouble here. Just a minute. Now, let's see if I can do it this way. It's not showing up. So I guess we'll do the song.
Michael, we can't hear anything.
Or they got it out of the bus, Italy.
Is anybody else not hearing anything?
Not hearing it. No sound,
You're
Michael.
not hearing it?
No, my Julie let you know you must not have heard her.
Well, why didn't somebody say something, for
Julie
goodness sake?
did. You must not have heard her. Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. What's the matter with y'all? Let's see here. Okay, I guess we'll skip all that. Go to praying. I don't know what happened. Yeah, Megan, go ahead.
Oh, I'm about to tell you that I don't hear any sound from my phone.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see what to do. I think I know what the problem was. I think I know what the problem was.
It looked really good. Hate to miss it.
You did.
I said it looked really good. I hate us to miss it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. We're going to see this one, but hang on, I've got to change the sound thing. All right, y'all let me know if you can't hear it, okay? When I get it on here. Boy, this stuff is not working right here. What is wrong with you? God command you, demon, get off my computer. Jesus' name. All right, let's see if we can get this. I don't see nothing. Y'all see anything? This is the craziest thing. Well, I'll just tell it to you. How's that?
You want to flip it over to Julie and maybe she can play it?
Now you're embarrassing me. No, I'll just tell it to you. I was a doctor. I mean, a son. I mean, gosh. A dad. I had two boys. And his oldest son called him and said, "Dad, said your youngest son is dead. He's in the hospital here. He said he died." And he told him, he said, "Well, that's the first report. That's not the last report." He said, "Don't do nothing. I'll be that me and your mom will be there shortly." And they get in the car and they're praying on the way. I don't know, remember what was wrong with it, but it's not very long. But anyway, they go to the hospital and the guy reminds the Lord of a prophecy that he had that his younger son would come to the Lord before his older son did, and neither one of them were serving the Lord at this time. And he said, "I'm not going to believe that you're going to not fulfill that prophecy for me." And when he got there, he went to praying. And before he got there, his son called him. He said, "Dad, you won't believe what happened." I forget the young boy's name. He said he raised up and he started talking. He'd been dead for 4 or 5 hours. He said he started talking, and your dad and mom both went to praising God and thanking God and all that stuff. And that was pretty much the gist of it. I could go into a lot more detail, but you understand what's he didn't give up, and that was the important thing. He said that's the first report. The last report hasn't been given yet. So that's the endurance in our faith that we have to do. We have to endure in our faith until we see the results that we have prayed for. That's when your prayers get answered. So we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to pray against this stuff that's going on in this country, where the Democrats are turning to communism, and it's something that has been orchestrated for some time now. You could see it if you look at things. You could see how they've been doing this time and time again. They've got all these Muslims up there in Congress now that are just, it's crazy. This is I don't know if I think probably most of y'all know that this country is based on Christian principles. The laws are based on the Bible that we have in this Constitution. It most assuredly is. And what they want to do is go in there and change it all. Every time you talk to a Democrat, they want to change the Constitution. But we as Christians are bound by what God has told us to do is to pray. And so tonight we're going to pray against this communism that has showed its ugly head here in New York, Virginia, North Carolina, wherever, all of those places that it showed its head. And we're going to watch God do a miracle. We're going to watch God do a miracle. And by the way, for those of you that didn't hear, we're also fasting one meal a day during this period of time. How long? Well, God's going to let us know. So I don't think 1 meal a day is going to hurt anybody. If you want to do more, that's fine. All right. We got 911 at attacks that they may try to put on us, false flag attacks, spirit of communism, invasion of alien people coming into our country, spirit of Islam, prayer to protect our conservatives, prayer to protect God's elect, prayers to protect our families, our friends, anything that you could think of relating to what we've just experienced in this country just the last few days. So, who wants to go first? Okay, I'll go first.
May I just
Go
say
ahead.
one thing first?
Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted to greet Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. I was on last time. I didn't get a chance. I was on late and I didn't get a chance. It's just fun. Say hi. Welcome. Yeah, that's all, Michael.
Thank
Okay.
you. I have been like working nonstop the last couple of days. Did something happen that I'm unaware of?
Just the election in New York, where the Muslim became, they voted him in as mayor, and he is also a communist. And that's not the only, there's more over on the north, up in the northeast and over in the east. Yeah, Missy.
Well, I also wanted to say that there was a UPS plane that in the midst of taking off in Louisville, Kentucky, that blew up. And I forget how many are dead, and there's a whole bunch missing yet.
That
Was
just
it a
happened?
passenger? Was it a passenger plane?
No, it was a UPS plane. It was just carrying cargo. And it was on its way to Honolulu. And just by what, and let Angelica tell about it, because the Lord done gave her some insight into
You
that.
scared her off.
Hey,
There she,
Missy.
there you
Hey,
are.
Sissy. Bless you. Yeah, Michael, would it be okay for go ahead and share what I posted on my
Yeah,
blog?
absolutely.
Okay. So this should fill in anyone who hasn't kept up with the news, but let me see if I can't. Can you still hear me while I like go into my other app and look at the blog?
We can hear
Yeah.
you.
Okay. Let me see.
I even invited David tonight, but I don't know. It doesn't look like he's going to show up.
Okay. Okay, so I we've all been praying about Mondami, about the elections, because we know that the Democrats cheat, and things like that. And he had a lead over Cuomo, and there was the other guy who possibly, was standing in to get that percentage that could have gone to Cuomo that would have given him the lead over Mondami, so he could have been a plant as well. But anyway, we were just kind of stunned, and not really. I mean, we're stunned because we were praying like, God, please don't let this happen, because the Lord has just been bringing down Babylon, and the Democrats has just been really destroying themselves. But the threat, I think everyone knows that, just like in the EU, has been Muslims rising up, and we see the threat in some of the strongest economic powerhouses, tech like Texas and New York, and they're known for doing that. They're very strategic about how they take over, and so I mean, I think probably most of you guys know that, but they like to go under, on the radar up until they're emboldened, and then they get in groups, and then they start acting like they are in the EU. And so we've been praying about this, and I was just kind of really bummed out. But I know the Lord is sovereign over, electing the man.
And it could be for a chasing and it could be for a short time. But so anyway, so yeah, so Wednesday, Sister Vanita was leaving because she stayed here for one night, and she decided to go to the book study, and so she was leaving, but she had to drive through Kentucky, and I was like, oh, so I looked at the news that night on YouTube, and I saw that there was a video talking about the airplane crash from the UPS, carrier. But I didn't really know the details of that. So I was like sending her a message to check on it. So that's like what happened that Wednesday night. So this is what the Lord gave me after that. I said, we all know that a Muslim communist terrorist was just elected into office in NYC. So yesterday I saw on YouTube news that there was a plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky. I immediately thought about our sister and brother Vanita and Nick because they were going to drive through Kentucky to get home after leaving here. So I sent her a message on Signal to see if she was okay last night, which I haven't heard back from her. But then Sister Julie corrected me because I thought it said FedEx, but it was actually UPS. So it's I said Julie updated me that it was a UPS cargo flight from the Muhammad Ali Airport in Louisville, Kentucky to Honolulu, Hawaii. So it seems clear to me, like a clear message to me from terrorists lifting up their false prophet Muhammad. And so there's not a coincidence where this Muslim man gets elected. And they're all celebrating the Muslims over there in New York. But then the very next day, there's a plane crash, and there's like a lot of like I guess dates and things like that that kind of coincide. But anyway, this morning I woke up with this song called "Paper Planes" by MIA in my head, which I liked in my 20s. And I had this song playing through my head, like the beat of it, but I just kind of like. I just like the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Like I don't listen to that music anymore. I just didn't know, like that song was so far from my head. I was just like, how is this even possible? Because like I didn't even remember the lyrics. It was just the beat. So at first I started rebuking the devil because I totally forgot about the song. I don't listen to secular music. I heard the beat but couldn't remember the words. Then I went back to the news again. And they were saying that 10% of flights were going to be canceled starting this weekend. Air traffic controllers are not getting paid because of the government shutdown. I went to pray because my son Isaiah is supposed to fly to Japan on December the 1st. Please lift that up in prayer. And so I was getting ready for the day, and the song would not leave my head. So I thought maybe it was the Lord trying to say something concerning the lyrics. I went to Google it and typed in, I fly high. Which was like that's about all I could possibly. I thought maybe there was something like those lyrics in there, which weren't even actually the proper lyrics. And I think this was the Lord. And it came up immediately. Like the first thing in search was her song. And I was like, wow, like that was the Lord, because I it doesn't even say I fly high. The lyrics are a little different. But anyway, and it came up immediately in search, which I thought was strange because not even sure that the phrase was in the actual lyrics. Here are the lyrics with my notes and what the Lord is pointing us to me, pointing out to me slash us, which is, I don't know if the Lord's ever used any one of you who the Lord put a song in your head, even it could be a secular song, and he's saying something with those particular lyrics. And so this is what I believe the Lord was wanting to bring to our attention today and to pray about. So the title of the song is called Paper Planes, which could be a reference to paper terrorism, which is a tactic employed by anti-government extremist groups, particularly the sovereign citizen movement. This term refers to the use of bogus legal documents, which we've seen that we believe even Mondami himself has is probably illegal and used false documents to even get in this country. And of course, we know that there are sleeper cells, Muslim groups, and just so many illegal people that came in to this country under Biden, Obama. So it could also represent 9/11 attacks, the paper planes, because it's like a reference to 9/11, which are the planes, you know what I mean? The attack of the planes. And then, of course, the plane that just went down yesterday. And I believe possibly the Lord is saying, and David agrees that they have weaponry. to take down airplanes. As you remember, that as soon as Trump got in not too long ago, that there was having all these problems with planes, and the helicopter, fell down to the, I think it was a Hudson or something like that, and like different planes were kind of malfunctioning. So they have some sort of weaponry. So we really need to pray over the flights that are going to continue, because the air traffic controllers, a lot of them were DEI holdovers from the Biden administration. So we really can't trust them. There's probably people still embedded in that whole system that may be working with the deep state. So, and then I said, the sovereign citizen movement is a loosely organized anti-government extremist movement whose adherents believe that the existing U.S. governmental structure is illegitimate and that they, as individuals, are not subject to its laws. The FBI classifies the movement as a domestic terror threat. So that's just with the title Paper Planes. And of course, we just know them as anarchist, lawless people, not just necessarily Muslims, but mainly the main threat is coming from the Muslims. So I'm going to read the lyrics. They're not obviously the most edifying, but I believe the Lord was trying to make a point with this. So just bear with me. The song says, "I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name." And I believe, and I have a note here that says the Lord could be saying a greater invasion is coming to happen, is going to happen in the U.S. just as is in the EU. So I said, and so the lyrics continue. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one done in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I'll get one done in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains, and I put a note, could be a reference to train attacks, as in the past. I remember in the recent past there were some train derailments. If anyone remembers those, I think there was some toxic stuff that was like spilled out, whatever. And as well as picking up more illegals to come join the lawlessness. Every stop I get to, I am clocking that game. Everyone's a winner. We're making our fame. Bona fide hustler making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains, every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner. We're making our fame. Bona fide hustler making my name. All I want to do is, and in the actual song, so it's, she says, all I want to do is, and then there's like gunfire that rings out, it's like pop, 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 and then like cha-ching, like money. So basically referring to murder. And I said, this is referring to murders of dissenters, especially, we know Islamists do that. They, if you're an infidel, or if you do not want to convert, then that's what they, that's what they do with what they call the infidels or whatever. So as life is cheap to these lawless terrorists, war just means money for the deep state. So it's to their benefit, which is what this, the lyrics are referring to. All I want to do is take your money. All I want to do is, pop, 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 cha-ching. All I want to do is take your money. It repeats several times. And then it says, pirate skull and bones. Note, reference to death coming to America and its citizens. Sticks and stones and weeds and bongs. Note, reference to people who are not sober mind not of sober mind, and possibly the drug cartels to bring in drugs through flights. We know that there's a big Trump is fighting, with cartels to stop drugs from coming in, but the Muslims also could bring it in, through, various flights. They have various means of doing that. And running when we hit them, lethal poison for the system. So I have a note here. Drugs have been used in the government in times past to cause an epidemic to weaken the people and subdue them. CIA is known for working with cartels to run drugs. This would be lethal for our country. So that's what they, lethal poison for the system. Pirate skull and bones, sticks and stones, weeds and bongs. Running when we hit them, lethal poison for the system. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Hit me on the burner prepaid wireless. If anyone remembers back in the day, prepaid wireless, a burner prepaid wireless is a reference to lawlessness. It's if anyone of the, of old everyone all remembers the ghost phones. I don't know if anyone remembers those. Maybe if you were connected people, but like the way I was, and it's a reference to the enemy and communications to do all these things now. And of course, lawlessness. We know that terrorists, they have secret communications, but a burner phone is like basically an illegal phone. You have a connection, but it's not in the system, basically. So we pack and deliver them like UPS trucks, which I was like, wow, interesting how it was a UPS plane that went down. It could also mean flights to bring in more Muslims and drugs and or 9/11 type attacks. Already going to hell, just pumping that gas, reference to the country going to hell, as the saying goes. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Hit me on the burner prepaid wireless. We pack and deliver like UPS trucks, already going to hell, just pumping that gas. And then it repeats again, with the gunshots. And then MIA, third world democracy. I said, I have a note here, a reference to how this country will become a third world country where Christians are slaughtered and people are killed with no justice. Term generally used during the Cold War for Nate World. During the Cold War, for nations not aligned with the US, First World, or the Soviet Union, Second World, and which today typically refers to developing nations characterized by economic and/or political instability and high rates of poverty. So that's what she's saying, a third world democracy. I feel like the Lord is saying that that's what we're going to become, basically. We don't obviously pray this down, and that's their plan anyway. So yeah, so the lyrics continue. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB, which is another reference to what happens, when this kind of thing overtakes a nation. So I have a note here. The KGB was instrumental in the persecution of Christians in the Soviet Union through various means, including the imprisonment and execution of clergy and believers, fabrication of charges, infiltration of church organizations, and suppression of religious activity to promote state atheism. The agency's role was to enforce the government's anti-religious policies, which often involved harassment, surveillance, and violence against those practicing their faith, especially during periods of heightened repression, like under Stalin. The lyrics continue. So, no funny business. Are you ready, all? Note, I believe the Lord, quote unquote, are you ready, all? Could this be the Lord saying, like, to prepare? Like, are you ready spiritually to, because this is what's coming. And I believe that we all know the enemy has a short period of time and they have to move quickly because the deep state has lost a lot of power and position in the government. So they're still trying to overtake this land. If they can't win in the government, they can win in the civil war. And so we have to pray about that. And then it says, some murder, some I murder. And I have a note here. So God will spare some, others will die. And some I let go. Some I murder. Some I murder. Some I let go. And then the chorus continues with the gunshots. And then all I want to do is take your money. And then I had contacted Debbie to tell her what the Lord was telling, was showing me, because she was considering possibly going to visit her family for Thanksgiving, as she has in the past. I wanted her to be aware of the fight. Of the flight issues. I'm sorry, I put fight, but flight issues, so she could pray if she decided to go. She then shared with me that the Lord gave her what the Lord gave her, which this is what she had shared. She said, in the morning Zoom meeting call, David was reading through operation disclosure about things going on. David was also talking about New York's election. I was praying as I was following along with him through operation disclosure and listening to what he was sharing. This is very serious news about Muslim communists literally wanting to take over, that God is literally turning New York over to the devil. As I was praying, I was feeling in my spirit a strong urgency from the Lord to have a corporate fast. As I was having thoughts about that, the Lord interrupted my thoughts, and I heard him tell me, pray, declare a fast. So all through knowing that it was the Lord's voice to me, I asked him to please confirm to me what I heard him say. So I tossed, she tossed some lots, and she got two coins twice and got all four heads for, I guess, yes to fast. I felt not to share on the meeting because I felt I needed to wait for confirmation. So later on, Angelica texted me about this song that came to her head called Paper Planes. I brought up the lyrics to see what they were about. Then she clarified to me the meaning of the lyrics. When she finished, I told her that she had just given me the final confirmation I was waiting for. So I told her how it came about, what the Lord spoke to me about the fast. So now, knowing that this fast was of the Lord, I called David to tell him how the Lord spoke to me, pray to declare fast. I told him how the Lord confirmed it and to me further through what Angelica shared with me about the song. David contacted Angelica to and me about putting this all together. So that's, I know that's a lot. I'm sorry. Can y'all still hear me? Can
Yeah,
y'all hear
you're
me?
doing a good job. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's a lot of prayer points. There's a lot of things to consider. I really believe that this is, in a lot of David's teachings, he's talked about how war kind of almost precedes the birth of the man child, and it reminds me of Dimitri Dudeman's revelation of internal affairs happening within the United States. Just and we were distracted, and we kind of, I think there we I don't know if we got hit by Russia or there was some sort of war ensuing. I can't remember exactly what it was. So anyway, if anyone does, you can speak up, but I don't, I have to look back, I had to look back to it. But there's a lot of prayer points here to consider. There are certain places that, like I said, that I mentioned earlier, Texas and New York and Michigan, where they're kind of like really congregated there. But that doesn't mean that they don't have already, planned to, invade other places or have, hidden hideouts and sleeper cells, throughout the government, throughout different systems of the government, jobs or whatever, where they're not, ready to attack. So I think we really need to pray down, 9/11 attacks and just really kind of prepare. What came to my mind was to pray about, like, and it may be a little premature, but still, like, Lord, help us to be bold and get ready in our faith, because these people are bold in their faith, even though it's a false faith, but they're bold in their faith, and when they're emboldened like that, they're very they're willing to do anything, to murder, rape, whatever. They're rape children in the EU, they women, and there it's just all kinds of chaos that follows that, religion. And so, praying that, our faith would stand, that we would be bold, that God would prepare our hearts, for any kind of persecution, to be, a light, to remove any kind of fear or anxiety about these things that are on the horizon, that the Lord's obviously allowing, and to strengthen our heart, to be ready to, go to our cross in any way. Obviously, I'm not talking about martyrdom, because I believe that the Lord has for the bride better things, but it's still the same heart, like where no fear and ready to share the gospel in the midst of a crooked generation and people who are fierce and obviously murderous. So just want to share that, and we can pray however y'all whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Angelica. Go ahead, Missy.
As far as the phones and the burner phones thing there, I immediately thought about Brandon said that back right before September 23rd, day before, something like that, all those, I don't know if it was, I know it was a big thing about SIM cards. And I don't know if there's a, I mean, it's for the purpose of using burner phones, I believe. I don't know all this stuff works, but he said there's four other places in the US where they have a bunch of stockpiled SIM cards for that purpose, I'm sure. Burner phones, which aren't easily listened in on
Who
and stuff.
does? Who
That's
does?
right. There was a cache of phones that were found with different SIM cards, and those phones could be used as some form of detonation like detonation devices, like
What were
where
they
they're
found?
stored in a particular place. I can't remember. I know Brandy's the one that shared with me a while back. I can't remember the details, but those phones are stored. Then there's a cache of SIM cards where they can, control certain information, but also can detonate, and like you wouldn't be able to trace where that was coming from, because there's like, they're ghost phones basically. You don't know who they belong to, but they're performing certain actions. So I you'd have to go back to Brandy, because I know he's the one that remembers, or he's the one that reminded me, told me about it.
I'll tell you what, let's while you go to each one of those, let's pray so we don't get a whole bunch of stuff on the table without praying, because I know I've got the mind of Christ, but I'm having a little trouble remembering everything. Let's see. Burner phones. Angels, we send you out there to get every one of those burner phones and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus, and destroy the SIM cards that go with them. And go ahead and expose the people that have set these up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for doing that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that the angels are out there right now gathering those things up and getting rid of them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Debbie.
I think that's why it's something I saw in a video today, a short little video. Someone said gas tank and his phone rang. And he picked it up, and he must have heard something prior to what happened. He let go of his phone just quick enough, and it blew up and caught fire and everything. His explosion on his phone.
Who was that?
Just a video I saw today in YouTube.
Okay.
So I just
All right.
sure if that was mentioned. I thought that I just wanted to share it. Yeah, what's going on?
Okay.
You have to understand, and realize that these people have been here since Obama. They've been prepared and ready for war for a long time, and so they've infiltrated probably every aspect of the government system, or even just the grid or whatever systems that are important to national security or whatever. And so we have to pray over the children, the schools. And there's a lot to pray about. So I would say anyone, just jump in, probably, and just pray whatever the Lord puts on your heart, because there's just a lot to cover here, really.
All right, Benjamin, go ahead.
I am going to do just some warfare here. I'd like y'all to add on your faith to this. Lord Father God, we know that there's going to be a great exposure to all this corruption, a great awakening of the people that you're going to use the Trump and his white hat army, that you're going to use them to expose these deep state, dark, cultic, Islamic, satanic, whatever you want to call it, communists. Lord Father God, we know you're going to expose these people. And we thank you, Father, for your almighty plan. Lord Father God, all their works, all their evil acts, all their curses, all these sacrificial things that they're doing, Father, all these governments that they're trying to destroy and over and take over, Lord Father God, we all know that it's going to be broken down. And Lord Father God, we know your plan, and we know that your plan is great and good. And we thank you, Father, for exposing these disgusting, these destroying people that want to just spread people and hate people, and they just want to spread this evil spirit of division to take advantage of the weak. Lord Father God, we know that you're a just God. We know that you see these people suffering, and we know that you see the innocent people suffering, Father. The women and the children that are being taken, and the men that are just being used. Lord Father God, I break these people free. Lord Father God, I just pray that you use who you need to in order to expose these people and to get them out of this country. Get them out of my country, get them out of the US, get them out of the UK, the South Africa, all these countries, Father. I just pray that you expose these people. I'm sure you have these people that are fighting against this communist Islamic takeover in every single country. You have these key people that you're using. Lord Father God, keep their minds strong. Lord Father God, I rebuke all the curses that these Satanists are putting on these people. Protect them, Father. Protect them, protect their families. protect their property, Father. And Father God, I rebuke all false media coverage that they have on these people that just want a common sense, that they want just a common sense good. I know that a lot of these people are patriotic, Father, but sometimes patriotism can be a good way of looking at it. They're secular people, Father. But Father God, we know that you're going to use them for good. And Father God, we know that you always win and you have the good plan, Father. Thank you, Father, for doing this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oops, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
One thing I want it just kind of popped into my mind here about turning the financial supply of this system of hatred and bind it, expose it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing this down. I bind that the spirits that are motivating those people, the spirit of hatred, I bind that spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus Christ and cast it down, that are motivating these people that are financing this horde of terrorism that's covering this country, this and the world. I ask you, Lord, to open up the eyes of the public and turn this spirit of evil, expose this spirit of evil and hatred and murder in the eyes of people, and send forth your Holy Spirit, Lord, to open up and send conviction into the hearts of those that you are calling into the kingdom. And I thank you for the tremendous revival that is coming through the situation in Jesus' name. I was thinking about the time when Jesus came into Jerusalem, not too many days actually before the crucifixion, but he came in riding on the on a donkey, and the people welcomed him and cried out to the king and Hosanna and everything, and welcomed him. And the majority of the people saw Jesus. They saw the miracles which he performed. They saw the healing, the raising from the dead. They saw all these things. And they also saw the wickedness and the evil that rose up against him and put him to death. And then, of course, being raised 3 days later. And the subsequent pouring out of the Spirit at Pentecost was the environment, I believe, that people, the people or the citizenry, shall we say, knew that Jesus got railroaded. But when it happened, they were shattered to a certain degree because of the recognition that this powerful government was in play, so it shattered everything. When he raised from the dead and came back into the scene, and his disciples started preaching the gospel, especially after Pentecost. This is when people were set free to seek and find God and repent and come into the kingdom. So, Father, I just thank you for this environment that you have allowed upon us, Lord, that Unfortunately, we have allowed this in this nation and in the world as we needing to be salt and light to the world have fallen in that representation. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, and to fill us with your Holy Spirit and to bring forth this your light of the gospel, your truth, and your life, and shine through us. Give us grace to walk in the light and truth of your word. We stand against and resist this influence, this influx of Islamic communist mentality. We bind that. We command it to be exposed as the deception and lie that it is. In the name of Jesus, we command it to be revealed as deception, as murderous motivation, as controlling, desiring to control people and to capture people and to enslave people in their way, for their purposes and for their enrichment. So, Father, we thank you for opening up the eyes of the public and revealing this to them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, I got a prayer, but I'm gonna wait. Angelica, go ahead, Angelica.
Okay, thank you. I'm just gonna pray what's on my heart, but I just want to let I'm gonna pray because I just feel like the details of it kind of according to our rights as believers. But I just know sister Winnie would is from New York, and she sent me something showing us showing that there's a huge majority of already illegal immigrants in New York, so, and that there was no voter ID required, and that the majority of actual New Yorkers from New York did not vote for this man. And so there, and then it was already proven on the ballots that his name was on there twice. And so we just absolutely know there's cheating, you know what I mean? Especially given that the Democrats are kind of imploding on themselves. So in my mind, because this was not really the people's desire, although there are a majority of young people there in New York who obviously don't regard 9/11 or don't remember 9/11, and they want communism, they want socialism, they want everything free. They've been indoctrinated, from elementary all the way through high school and college, and this is a result of that. And as Pat said, I do believe the Lord, just as he used Biden, may want to use this as to show the people what communism looks like, what it could look like, and that he would grant us mercy and grace, because it was cheating. It wasn't actually the American people's desire, because the Lord gives you a king after he gives you a king, the king, the people you desire. You know what I mean? As these wicked people are voted in, well, God lets you reap, the reward of this wicked people that you vote in. But in this case, they were not actually voted in by the people's will. They were cheated in, so I'm just going to pray according to that and whatever the Lord brings to my mind. So Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you, Father God. I know that you're sovereign, Lord, and that you use wicked men, Father God, as vessels of dishonor to punish, Father God, the wicked, Father God. And so wake your people, Lord God, up, Lord God, and to show what it looks like, Father God, because this country has been sheltered, Father God, for so long, Father God, and doesn't understand anymore, Father God, truth, doesn't understand anymore the consequences of communism, of socialism, Father God, of war, any of those things, Father God. So Lord, I just I just believe you're going to use this, Father God, and I pray, Father God, that this man would be removed from his mayorship, Father God, position, Father God, and quickly, Father God, in Jesus' name, that he would show his ugly head, Father God, and go ahead and break the law as he is a lawbreaker. We know that they only can break the law because they are lawless, Lord God, and they lying is part of their nature, Lord God. And so, Lord, we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would remove this man quickly after you're done using him as an example to the people, Father God, to bring them to their knees, to bring them to repentance, Father God, to get them to question everything that they have believed, Father God, about communism, socialism, whatever ideology, Father God, contrary to Christ, Father God, contrary to Christianity, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to the United States of America, Lord. And we ask for your mercy on the people there in New York, Father God, the women, the children, Father God. We loose the angels right now to surround and protect the women and the children, even the young, the men, Father God, from any assault and rape, Father God, especially the elect in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, if you're calling your people to come out, Father God, as we know right now, there's a mass exodus of people leaving New York, Father God, millionaires and billionaires who don't want to be taxed under socialism, communism in that particular city, Father God, are fleeing, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that you make a way where there is no way, Father God, for your elect, Father God, whose family members are in New York, Father God, for those that that you will not have to be there, Father God, in Jesus' name. We know that there will be a handful of people that you allow to remain there, Father God, to be light in the darkness, Father God. And for those, Father God, I pray that you give them the strength, Father God, that you did to Paul, Father God, to be persecuted, Father God, in whatever manner, Father God, that you give them hearts bold as lions, Father God, to be willing to give up their life for the gospel's sake, Father God, to win the few over, Father God. And we know also, Father God, that there are elect among the Muslims, Father God, that you can turn them, Father God, that you can turn their hearts, Father God, in a moment, Lord God. And right now, Father God, they're celebrating, Father God, because they believe they're going to overtake the world, Father God. But we put our faith together right now, and we just cast down, we bind, Father God, we forbid this spirit of Islam, Father God, we forbid it. It's not going to take over this land in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you have elect in this land, Father God, and you promise that 3.5 years of relative peace, Father God, for your people, Lord God, so that they can prepare for the time in the wilderness, Lord God. So we say no, Satan, because your time is not yet. And we push you back, and we push back the spirit of Islam in the name of Jesus, Father God. They cannot have their way, Father God. We demand it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that you have promised to prepare your people, Father God, ahead of time, Father God, so that they can stand, Father God, in the evil day, Father God, so they can have the nature of Christ in them to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and these people who are fierce, Father God, who are murderous, Father God, who will persecute your people, Father God. So that's what we're praying and believing for, Father God, that you make a way where there is no way there and wherever else that Islam wants to overtake, Father God, in Texas and Michigan, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just loose the angels to wherever they are, wherever the sleeper cells are, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind them up, Father God, and we forbid it from spreading in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would put it in the hearts of the people to rise up, Father God. We know there's militia in Texas. We know there's other people who are vessels of unrighteousness, Father God, that you can use, Father God, to subdue them, Father God, to hold them back from overtaking, Father God, and we forbid them, Father God, from overtaking, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we pray protection over the children, over the schools, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we loose the angels also, Father God, to protect any place where they have bombs or false flags or whatever, Father God, that you would give the people dreams, visions, warnings ahead of time, Father God, so that we can pray them down as your grace allows, Father God. We know that you're going to allow some things, Father God, so that people can wake up and pray to you and repent, Father God, and call to your name, Father God. But we ask you for a greater revelation about what's going on so that we can be aware. and help us to be sober-minded so that we can continue in prayer and faith, Father God, and give us a spirit of boldness, Father God, so that we can preach the gospel, Father God, without fear, Father God, no matter what you should allow, Father God, for your people, Father God. I pray that you give your people this gift at this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for that, Lord. And according to that, the lyrics of that song, Father God, we just forbid, Father God, the Muslims or the cartels and anyone working with them in the government, Father God, from bringing in drugs, Father God, and ammunition and weaponry, Father God, in Jesus' name, that would destroy the population, the people, Father God. And dumb them down, Father God, and keep them weak, Father God, so that they can subdue them. We forbid it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We loose the angels to remove all the drug shipments, Father God, and that everything trying to be shipped, Father God, everyone working in this way, Father God, that they would be exposed, Father God, and that they would go to jail, Father God. There would be real consequences, Father God, for their actions, and that the drugs would not hit the streets in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we thank you because there has been revival, pockets of revival, people coming to you, Father God, and people repenting, Father God. So we thank you for your mercy in this time, Father God, for your people, for a nation that does not deserve mercy, Lord God. You're doing wonderful things, Lord. And the abortion clinics have been cast down, Father God. And Lord, we just ask for your mercy, Father God, for even those young believers who are coming into Christ, Father God, who have no idea what's what, Father God, that you give them the grace, Father God, to grow up in Christ, Father God, and understand what time it is, Father God, and prepare, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. It's got me fired up, Angelica, in the name of Jesus right now. We pray that the Lord of harvest right now would send people out there to evangelize these Muslims and bring them into Christ. That'll destroy that movement real quick. And Father, we thank you for doing that, that you're sending legions of evangelists out there to them. And we praise you, Father, for giving them the words to say that will change them. Not only that, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will be working in them, that gifts of all the gifts will be in operation in the Muslim community. And Father, we praise you and thank you for it. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that the leadership that you would, we send the angels over to take all their money away from them in the name of Jesus, every nickel of it. And we praise you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' name. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that everything that we have prayed tonight has been and is being answered, even as we speak right now in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Glory be to God. We're going to see a revival in the Muslim community. Praise God. Go ahead, Julie. Woo! Glory to God. Angelica, you got us fired up, girl.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praying the Spirit. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Oh, Father, I praise you. As Angelica was praying for those in New York City and other places, Lord, you have your elect everywhere, Lord. And we do ask, God, that you make a way for our brethren, Lord, all of your elect to get out of these places as they are seeking you for direction. And you will make a way for them. You'll provide for them. You'll direct them. You will open up doors for them to leave and to provide for them transportation, the finances, a new place to live. Their families want them, come stay here. And they're in another state. And however that works, Lord, we have people, Lord, that we know and love who have been part of our fellowship that I know that are in upstate New York, Lord. And I don't know how or what they're thinking or what they're doing about all this, Lord. And but you do, and I pray that you are helping them to make decisions for their families. And we pray a hedge of protection around them, Lord, that you will get them safely out of the state of New York. And there's others, Lord, that we know too, that are there just all over the globe, Father, where this has happened and this whole spirit of Islam. And I thank you, Lord, it is coming down. It will not prevail against your truth, against your love, and against the power of the body of Christ and your Holy Spirit, Lord, who you work and you soften hearts and you turn people, Lord. And we thank you for that revival that's coming. Praise you, God. And Lord, I pray a hedge of protection on all our borders, on the coastlines and on land, from all infiltration of more illegals and all that that means. I pray, God, that they would see in the spirit, you would allow them to see an angelic wall
of angels just blocking their way into these into this country, Lord, on the in the ports, on the waters, and on the land, Lord, that they would fear to come into this country. In Jesus' name, I speak a spirit of fear into their midst. I speak confusion into their midst. I command their plans and schemes of lawlessness and anarchy and invasion to this country. I command utter failure to all of that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for turning people around, Lord, and the angels who are have been helping ICE deport these illegals, Lord, that they would be enforced to help them and get these illegals out of here. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. I also pray ahead to protection, God, and just angels to find any parcels. I was thinking of the ships, all the vessels that come into the ports, and those kind of things where there might be more illegals on those, on the barges and those containers and that kind of thing, and any kind of bombs and weapons to be used against us, and to enable these Islamic communist movements in Jesus' name, that that would be found and destroyed and removed from them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your grace. We don't deserve it, Lord. I thank you for your protection on us all these years, Lord. And we do know that judgments are coming here, Father, and that you, your people, as angelic prayed, Lord, that they would be girded up, that they would be strengthened in the spirit, Lord, and to be able to do what you've called them to do, and that they know their gifts and they know their calling. We thank you for doing that, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, for protection on large places and gatherings. We have the holidays coming up and all kinds of events. I know Brandon on last days was talking about that too, praying against the stuff. The holidays were large gatherings, you know, the Times Square and Thanksgiving and get-togethers and all the holiday travel. And we pray your blessing, God, and safety and protection on our family members who travel and want to get together, and all the elect and the people who come to these gatherings, Lord, that they would be safe. We do command the angels to thwart out any nefarious acts and bombs and shootings and all these things that they're known to do to cause destruction and anarchy and lawlessness. We bind all those spirits in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your protection on all airfare, all the flights. I know they're cutting back by the end of this week, like Angelica said, I think like 10%, all the major airports. I'm not sure they've listed them yet, but thousands of flights that are normally everyday flights and such, they're canceling those flights. And we thank you, God, for allowing people to travel freely. We thank you, Lord, for the rights that we have in this country for freedom. And we forbid the enemy from stealing the freedom here of this land and the Constitution and everything that's coming against it in Jesus' name. We also pray and continue to pray a hedge of protection around President Trump, his family, his advisors, his cabinet, all of those with the alliance to be able to do their jobs, that they are equipped mightily, Lord, with your grace and your strength and your wisdom and all the tools that they need and all the angelic forces behind them to do their jobs, God. We lift them up to you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe, keeping them alive, and all those plans to take them out are thwarted as well in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for what you're doing. We praise you, Lord, for the anointing that you have put upon your people. And during this time, we ask for an outpouring, more grace, Lord, and fresh oil upon all of us, Lord, that we are awake and sober and watchful and discerning about the times we are in, and that you are waking up your people, not just a small remnant, Lord, but this revival. We're praying for the revival to come, Lord, from just globally, Lord, waking up of your people. And I know, as Brandon has said, there's a shaking and coming, and we praise you, Lord, that that's what people need. They need to be shaken out of their comfort zones. We bind up these spirits of lukewarmness at Church of Laodicea, the lukewarmness, the complacency, and the apathy, and thinking they're still going to be somehow raptured out of here and they're not going through the tribulation. We cast down that lying spirit that religious spirit in the name of Jesus. We command failure to that and open up the people's eyes, Lord, that they have to repent. Lord, give them this grace to repent about these things that they're caught up in church. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Ooh, glory be to God. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, you gave me my cue, Julie. There's a mass coordination all across the country. Brandon has spoken that the Lord has shown him. Bigger than anything than we know.
What did you
So
say? A
he
mass what?
a mass I don't forget how I said it. A massive
Coordination.
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 Massive coordination all across the country.
A coordination of
Everywhere.
what?
Of all these things. Of attacks, whatever.
Okay. You mean things coming against the U.S.?
Right, okay.
Okay. All right.
There's one another thing. They're trying to cripple the USA. They're well-funded and want to do all at once, all over the country, all at once, all over the country. So we send confusion into the camp of every one of them, put the fear of God in them, that there are ones that will squeal, that will rat. We put a gag order and restraining order on the principalities and rulers of darkness in the name of Jesus. We scatter them in the name of Jesus. They can't even think to get coordinated in the name of Jesus. And they're using AI he said, in a way that it's never been used before for this kind of thing. So we just send confusion into that, their inability to even use AI, whatever that takes, we send the angels to disrupt all that and take it all down in the name of Jesus, and we forbid it. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, that they're not going to be able to do anything because they're going to be fighting amongst themselves and ratting on each other. And thank you, Lord, that you are going to put the fear of God in some of them, that they're going to start ratting, and it's just going to cause it to all fall apart in many different ways, Lord. We just command it to all fall apart. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for bringing justice and taking it all down, Lord. I just praise you and thank you. It makes me think of George Washington's dream, that last vision or
Yeah.
whatever he had, where the angels help the patriots. And I think this is what we're dealing with more than ever. And so we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for the angels that you've given us the ability to send forth and given us the wisdom to pray and putting in our hearts and our minds what to pray, and send in the angels, Lord, and they're doing a perfect job, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you for taking this all down in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that your angels are right now sowing discord in amongst the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that the angels are also taking their money away where they cannot coordinate anything because nobody wants to work for free. And we praise you for that, Father. And we thank you, Lord, not only that, but you expose the masterminds behind this coordination effort in Jesus' name. And we praise you and thank you, Lord. It is being done even as I speak. Right now, that these people are coming down in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Ben.
Just a confirmation. I was literally just about to bring up that George Washington dream. So that's going to happen. Those angels are going out there right now. And I wasn't talking to Missy before this or anything. And I also just want to bring up prayer as well, Father. Lord, Father God, we keep bringing this up because this is very unjustified of what they're doing to these children in these warehouses and in these dark places. Lord Father God, we thank you again for setting these kids free and getting them found by the people that are looking for them. Lord Father God, I rebuke all the works of the satanic rituals, all the sacrificial things that they're doing in these cults that they're doing to these children, Father. Lord Father God, I pray that you keep just getting them free, Father. You keep helping the organizations that are looking for them. I pray that you protect these organizations, Father. Protect these organizations that are trying to find these kids and trying to find these rapists and these murderers and killers of children. Lord Father God, lead these people to where the kids are so that they can find them and take care of them and put them in families that'll love them and put them in Christian families, Father, that'll pray over them and to be able to lay their hands on them so that they, any sort of curse or any sort of dark spirit that's within them that's been put on them, that they get set free from it, Father. And Lord Father God, we know that there's kids that are just farmed or bred in these dark places, and they have no idea what true life and true meaning is in life. Lord Father God, I just pray for these children the most, that they are just set free from this disgusting demon that we hate. We hate these demons, Father. We hate it so much. Lord Father God, set them free. We thank you so much for doing this. Open all of our eyes to see the destruction. Lord Father God, I know that a lot of the church is blind to a lot of this, but I see that you're starting to open people's spiritual eyes to see. You're opening some spiritual eyes, Father, to see that the world is spiritual more than physical. Lord Father God, keep us open. Keep these eyes open, Father. We pray that you can use your honorable vessels to speak life, to speak spirit, to speak the name of Jesus Christ over all the darkness that's coming upon us. We thank you for all this, Father. We thank you for doing this in us and through us. Thank you, Father, for being so powerful and giving us the life of Christ through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I don't know who's next, Julia or Angelica, one or the other.
I think it's Angelica and then me.
Okay, go ahead, Angelica.
Okay, thank you, Lord. Just wanted to continue to pray. So, just felt like the Lord was saying this is their final push. They're try to regain power, and just like on a chess game, they have nothing left. And so, Lord, we just lift this old situation up to you, Father God. We know that they are strategically placed everywhere in the United States, Father God, ready to attack. You've shown in dreams and visions that they even had women crossing the border with anthrax in their private parts, Lord God, hiding, willing to kill people, Father God. We know that that's been a weapon that the deep states want to use, Father God, among other weapons, Father God. And so, Lord, we loose the angels to go to each place, Father God, and we just forbid and bind, Father God, attacks in places that you don't approve of, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind all bombs, any detonation, Father God, on the grid, Father God, or we just forbid mass loss of life in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just loose, Father God, a spirit of confusion upon the camps of the enemy, Father God. And we take authority. We bind a spirit of anarchy, lawlessness, atheism, Father God, and that Islamic spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind it. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We cast down the name of Allah and Muhammad in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just forbid that spirit from overtaking the people, Lord. I pray for the young people, Father God, that are being overtaken, Father God, with these groups such as Antifa, Father God, and BLM, and all these things that they're out there, Father God, rioting and protesting, and they don't even know what they're standing for, Father God. We just claim many of them for the kingdom of heaven, Lord. We pray for the youth. We lift up the youth, Father God, whom we know, Father God, that your heart is near and dear to, Father God. They have been confused. They don't know what to believe. They have no truth, Father God, and we bind that spirit of rejection, Father God, that hinders them from coming into the kingdom, Father God. We say no more, Father God, and we thank you that now the time is ripe, Father God, for them to come to you, Father God, during this time, Lord God. And we thank you for dreams and visions. You said in the last days that you would pour out your spirit, Father God, upon all flesh. Lord God, we ask and we cry out to you that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Father God. that you would restore the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that those that are in danger of dying, Father God, and in danger of renouncing their faith, Father God, to turn to Islam because of fear, Father God, and intimidation, Father God, and fear of consequences if they don't, Father God, that you would show them right now, Father God, that who they are, Father God, in Christ, Lord God, who you called them to be, Father God, give them dreams and visions, Father God, and do not relent and grant them repentance and to salvation, Father God, and let there be a mass of young people coming, Father God, to you, Father. We prayed for years that there would be revival even in the schools, that the young people would put to shame the teachers that are teaching the filth of this world and pride and communism, Father God, that they would convict them, Father God, that there would be such a spirit of conviction that even a young babe would open his mouth, Father God, and convict, Father God, an old person who should know better, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we call for that time right now for the youth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where Satan wants to destroy the youth, because that's what communists do, Lord God. They target the youth, Father God, so that they would be godless, and we just forbid it in the name of Jesus. We claim, Father God, the lives of these young people, Father God, even if their parents will never come to you, Father God. We claim them, Father God, for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus, Father God, that now is the time for them to rise up and be born again. Let there be revival come forth, Lord, forth in this country, Father God, such as we've never seen before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because your word says, Father God, that when evil, Father God, rises up, Father God, that you lift up a standard, Father God. When Satan comes in like a flood, you lift up a standard, and we're asking, and it says where sin abounds, grace much more abound, Father God. We're asking for your abounding grace, Father God, upon the people, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would stir them up, Father God, open their eyes. We bind the spirit of stupor, Father God. We bind the spirit of witchcraft, Father God, that has blinded the mind of the unbelieving, Father God. We bind that unbelief spirit in this land, Father God, the godlessness, Father God. We command it to leave in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for setting the people free, Father God. In Jesus' name, we put our faith together, Father God, that the spirit of Antichrist and unbelief, Father God, and atheism, Father God, would leave the children. God, in the name of Jesus, and the witchcraft people and the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, name of Jesus, Father God, attack this darkness, Father God, of Islam. In the spirit, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. We just rebuke the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We forbid it, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy is great, Father God, for you love the people, Father God. And we just cry out for that, Father God, and we just thank you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Father God, that this spirit of Islam is not going to overtake any person here, Father God, that yes, you use it, Father God, to bring people to their knees, but it will not overtake this country, Father God. And we just chop off the head of this beast, of this serpent spirit, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. And we lift up the name of Christ in this country, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. And Muhammad and Islam will not be lifted up in this country, Father God, because you said we have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt us, Father God. That what we forbid, Father God, is bound in heaven, and we forbid this in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for great mercy upon the people who are in complete ignorance right now all across the country. And I pray for the flights, Father God, that all the people, that the angels go with each flight, Father God, that it's protected. And that if there's evil people in the FFA and the people that have control, the flight controllers, Father God, that you expose them, you remove them, Father God, that the light be brought to the darkness, Father God, and everything be exposed before it happens in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the White House, the White Hats, the conservatives, the National Guard, Father God, and every person in the police, law enforcement, Father God. And we ask that you strengthen them and embolden them, Father God, that now is the time, Father God. They've been holding back, Father God. And Lord, I pray that you empower them to do what they should have been doing, Father God, in Jesus' name. And that these people, you said that you were destroying Babylon. That is your promise that you were destroying Babylon. So we just ask you to fulfill your promise and utterly destroying this beast, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that Babylon be destroyed and that you strengthen the military, the National Guard, and the cops and all the law enforcement, Father God, to subdue them in the name of Jesus, Father God, just to buy your people the time. You put Trump in office. He's your Cyrus, Lord. He is your Cyrus, Lord. You put him in office to buy us time. You said that if Paul does everything for the elect's sake, you yourself do everything for the elect's sake, Father God. So we're asking as your bride by faith, Father God, that you, Father God, would empower Trump and the administration and the law enforcement to subdue them, Father God, and cast down Babylon, Father God, that your people may have time to go into the wilderness to prepare in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. And Lord, we just cast down all witchcraft against the rites, Father God. There's a lot of people who are turning rhinos, Lord God. They're being affected by witchcraft in the mind, Lord God, and sympathizers with the faction and sympathizers with Islam. We bind that, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you save many, Father God. But in the meantime, Lord God, we ask that you keep them in the right mind, Lord God, to do your will in that government in the name of Jesus. That everything that you put in Trump's heart to do shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Gosh, I
Jesus.
had things going on in my mind as I was thinking I was going to pray, and then I got distracted because everything you were saying, I was thinking. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We
Well,
couldn't
Lord,
tell it.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
It's
Thank
a
you,
good prayer.
Jesus.
Good
Praise the
prayer.
Lord. And
You
Father,
set us
just
on
on,
fire.
yeah, just to kind of touch on a little few little things there that Angelica prayed to, Lord, that the whole law enforcement who has been suppressed and they're bound and all the DEI and all the restrictions they've had, we command that to be loosed off of them in the name of Jesus, that they will get the law enforcement, get full backing from the governments in Jesus' name to enforce the law and uphold the law and to arrest these people and all these Antifa groups and all the resistance and all the rioting and all these things. We bind that. We command failure to that. They are not going to be able to do this anymore and stand before moving vehicles and all these things to try to stop them from being able to do their jobs. I thank you, Lord, that arrests are going to be made and there's not going to be all this pushback and judges releasing them on no bail or low bail or whatever it is they're doing. We command that to stop in the name of Jesus, all of the corrupt judge, you know, the judicial system, Lord, that be brought to an end as well in Jesus' name, that you make some changes in that, Lord, that these judges are either going to be taken out. I don't care who they are, where they are, what branch, what high branch, the Supreme Court, even, Lord, you can take them out in Jesus' name because most of them are corrupt. We thank you, Lord, for bringing down the corruption in the law enforcement and in the judicial system. We thank you and praise you, God, for setting people free from this bondages that, even if we know it's only a short time, God, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for this window of opportunity, this door that you're opening up for us, Lord, to enable us to get the gospel out. And we have to have that time of complete control, Lord, over the demonic forces and over these radical Islamic movements and anarchists and this lawlessness. And we thank you, Lord, for setting people's minds free from all the witchcraft, from all the mind control, mind manipulation, and the wokeness and DEI and the gender confusion and all the things they've been taught through social media, through the mainstream media, through their teachers in school, and the gaming and all that stuff, the demonic openings through the games. We cast all that down in Jesus' name, and they're just polluting their minds, that they're with just nothing. Nothingness, nothing of substance, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing light, Lord, where there's darkness and setting them free in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, we lift up, as Ben was praying about for the kids and stuff. And I know that they had found some kids in down in Venezuela, I think. And anyhow, they're sending special forces and SEALs down to Venezuela and Colombia and other places where they know, they suspect that there's thousands of children, Lord. And we lose the angels to go with them and go before them and protect them and to bring these kids out of bondage safely, unharmed, and restore them to their families, restore them to where they need to be, and to heal them and deliver them, Lord, from anything and everything that's come into their frail minds and bodies or souls, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing down this wickedness, this Satanism, and all these abductions for children. We bind that spirit. We bind this spirit. We command failure to all of the abduction of children and the trafficking of human lives and the abortions and all the things that these Satanists are doing for their own edification, their own power to exist, to get power from Satan. In Jesus' name, we command that to fail as well in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for protecting the children, delivering them from captivity, and that the enemy can't win in this. It's already been written in your word, Lord. And we thank you, God, that we win. We win over evil. Satan's already lost. His kingdom's already lost. We cast Satan down out of the heavens in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for taking off the dragon's head in Jesus' name, bringing down the headship of this deep state government. Drain the swamp. Do not stop. Angels, continue to drain the swamp until there is nothing left. In Jesus' name, bring down the wickedness, be stopped, Lord, in Jesus' name, until there is no more. We thank you, Lord, and keep us, Lord, keep us fighting and being diligent in our warfare about these things, Lord, as you put them into our hearts, even after we get off this meeting tonight, Lord, and we leave and we're in our own quiet time with you, Lord, that you'll show us more things. Open up the understanding to us, Lord, and show us things in Jesus' name, and reveal more to us, Lord, individually on how to pray. Reveal more to the body, Lord, on what's happening. We thank you, Lord, for dreams, visions, words, and how you work in the spirit realm with the gifts of the for the body. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Praise God.
Just glory be to God. Yes, go ahead, Pat.
Sorry, I'm in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of murder, the spirit of faction, spirit of communism, spirit of socialism. This spirit of Antichrist being worked out in these people in the name of Jesus Christ. We send forth the angels to divide and conquer. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people. They all have one language. And this is what they begin to do, and nothing will be withholden from them, which they purpose to do. Come, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech, and scatter them. In Jesus' name, we bind the networks. We bind their ability to network and communication. We bind their ability to network in finances and support and advertisement influence. We bind their ability to use these systems and mechanisms that are in use in the technologies today. In Jesus' name, we bind them, we scatter them, we send forth confusion into their ranks, and let them be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. We send the stone to shatter those toes, to shatter the foundations that those spirits utilize in people's lives. We shatter those foundations. We expose the deception of hatred, of unforgiveness, of bitterness. We neutralize it by the truth and love of God in Christ through the cross, through the truth, through the gospel. Lord, we just pray that you would raise up and strengthen people to see, open up their eyes to see and resist this influx of spirits, this influx of hatred coming against the people. Father, allow people to realize that it is all one spirit. All one spirit of hatred and neutralize it. We thank you for the truth and the love of the gospel, Lord. Let it pour out from us and we thank you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We send forth the angels to bind these networking abilities within this structure, and we thank you for taking it down, sending forth confusion, binding their tongues, binding their bank accounts, binding their ability to manipulate others through the media or through any other source or any other way. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We thank you for pulling it down in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Benita, glad you and Nick made it home okay. Glory be to God. Can you hear us?
Yep, we're here. I mean, I'm here.
Oh,
He's at work.
okay. All right. Well, glad y'all made it home safe.
Yep,
It
it was a.
sure was nice to have y'all visit with us.
Oh, it was lovely to see everybody. It was very nice. Thank you. And maybe,
Amen.
Anita?
yeah.
I'm sorry, real quick. Sorry to interrupt, Michael. I just wanted to.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I was contacting you because I was like, oh, they're driving through Kentucky, and this like plane like blew up through Kentucky. I wonder if they had any like had anything, any kind of delay, or even was anywhere around it. I don't know.
No, I mean, Nick was listening to it about it on the new on the phone and everything, but no, it didn't delay us at all. We didn't have any problems with that. Okay,
Thank you,
praise the Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're looking forward to the next visit already.
Amen. Nick's ready to move down there.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah. All right, Missy.
We need to pray on big pray about big gatherings. The Macy's parade, the Rockefeller lighting of the tree, New Year's. Brandon saw I forget what building. I think he figured it out, but it's on the 40th or 41st from a barge in the East River. Something shot into this building in New York, close to Central Park. And I think it's the same thing he was talking about on New Year's Eve on the with the ball dropping. So, and he said he saw what's his face, the new mayor, standing there when CNN and all, and they were, doing their whole New Year's Eve thing and reporting and all. But anyway, and he said even the Super Bowl, and I'm trying to think what else he might have mentioned.
Why
All
don't you go
the
ahead and pray for him? Let's go ahead and pray
right,
for him.
all the big gatherings. So Father, we just pray safety, security. Send the security angels to make sure everything's secure and there's no criminal acts done during these big gatherings. Protect your elect, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for getting the attention of your elect, Lord, and putting the fear of God in them. But we ask you for your mercy and grace, Lord, and we just forbid coordination with any criminal acts concerning big gatherings coming up with the holidays. And We thank you, Lord, for doing that. And Father, we ask you to move in the hearts of whoever it needs to be moved to vote the government to open back up so things can be funded and security can be properly implemented with any sort of security flights, any kind of travel, any kind of national security. And this way they have of disguising nefarious packages or whatever in carry-ons, that it can't be detected by the NSA or the radar, X-ray machines and stuff that the TSA run your stuff through and all. We know, Lord, we send the angels to take every one of those that people are trying to carry on planes and transport to different places, whatever their plans are, whatever they have disguised that supposedly can't be detected. Your radar, your detection, Lord, is above all else. And it's even greater than AI. You're God. AI is not God. AI is nothing but a demonic entity, as far as I'm concerned. And I know you can use it, but in this case, it ain't going to get used. And the angels are going to go find every one of those baggages that are trying to that they're trying to slip through undetected in any kind of form of transportation in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that the angels will go and get them and get the evidence of whoever it is that it's doing this and give it to the authorities and even taking those that you desire to be taken and put right in front of the authorities with all the evidence on them and just arrest them and indict them. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there's that the enemy can do nothing but what he means for evil, you turn around for good, and that nothing the enemy's doing is getting is not known to you, Lord. And we thank you for your high intelligence and your security. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for diffusing these carry-ons. The angels getting them and destroying them, taking them and giving them as evidence, whatever they need to do with them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Seemed like there was
Amen.
something else. Oh, and I also wanted to share on the fourth, I asked the Lord for a word that a random word that he would use to speak to me loud and clear, whatever it might be. And this is what he gave me. Jeremiah 51, 63. I'm going to read 63 and 64. And it shall be when you have made an end of reading this book that you shall bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And you shall say, thus shall Babylon sink and shall not rise again because of the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. And we thank you, Lord. I declare and decree that deep state Babylon is sunk and shall never rise again. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord.
Amen. All right. I'm gonna wait and see if Angelica prays for what she put in the chat. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, I wanted to pray about something. I was praying. I had a vision earlier of maybe it was the United States, could be all over the whole world too, but I saw a lot of darkness, but then I saw what I know was a prayer going on, like prayer, houses of prayer, but then I saw a lot of darkness too. And there was not enough prayer. And then the Lord said to me, "Let my people go." And I just knew that meant that He wants us to pray, Lord, to Lord God, for you to we pray, Lord, that your people be let go. That what's going on now, the many are going to see what's going on, and Christians, Lord, who have not been big in prayer, God, are going to realize their responsibility, God, that you let them go from the apathy, Lord God, let them go from their
Amen.
distractions they have, Lord, their sullenness, Father, in you, Father God, let your people go, Lord God, and raise them up, God. Raise your prayer warriors up all over this world, God. There's Christians all over this world, God. Raise them up and pray in prayer mightily, Lord God, knowing that they would all of a sudden know about their warfare, God, that you have given them, that their warfare is mighty through God, and the pulling down of strongholds, God. Just do a mighty work, God. We pray for your people to be let go, Lord God. Be risen up at this time now, God, to pray and intercede, Lord God. We thank you that you're going to do that, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you that you're seeing light coming up from all of this group right here in Jesus' name, that it's putting light out there and taking over the darkness in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Angelica.
Amen. Hallelujah. Both good, really good words. Amen to Babylon within Babylon, falling, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I
Amen.
believe
Thank
that
you, Father.
refers, Debbie, to with David, our end time, Red Sea baptism, let my people go. excuse me. It's the end time where God's people, are set free to go into the wilderness, but they have to go through the Red Sea baptism, which is part of that process. And of course the Pharaoh's army goes and chases them because they don't want us to be free to serve God in the wilderness. But Lord God, we just thank you for that word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that that greater is He that it is in us than he that is in the world, Father God. And that you said that a light was not made to be put under a basket, Father God, but upon the stand, Father God, where we would let our light shine, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you anoint your people, Father God, with a greater anointing. The former and the latter rain, Father God, would be poured out upon your spirit, Father, upon your people, Father God, that we would have we have that trickle, Father God, and that strengthening, Father God, in spirit and mind and will and emotions, Father God, and give us a soberness in the spirit, Father God, and help us to be ready in prayer, Father God, and to know what to pray, Father God, to hear from you, Father God, so that we can be ready as an army, one in Christ, Father God, to do the will, Father God, that you have purposed and called us for to do, Father God, and put us in position, Father God. That means a Red Sea baptism is everywhere the saints are, Father God, that when you open the door, Father God, that your people would not hesitate, Father God, to leave everything that they have, Father God, behind to go through that door, Father God, for you make a way of escape, Father God, for your people, Father God. Let your people take that way of escape and forsake the world and forsake the things that they think they're chasing after, the things that they think are still going to remain, Father God, that you do not have for them, Father God, that they would wake up and be bold and be ready to, at your command, Father God, obey, Father God, and take that way of escape, Father God, and be in proper position, Father God. When you speak, Father God, your children listen and they go. And we just command that all soul ties and everything that is holding back your children, Father God, be loosed in the name of Jesus, Father God, so your people cannot worship you in Egypt, Father God. They must worship you in the wilderness. They cannot sacrifice in Egypt. They have to sacrifice in the wilderness, Lord God. And so, Lord, give your people that grace to be willing to go into that wilderness, whatever it looks like, Father God, that you will confirm with them your plans, your purposes, Father God, so that they will be in position, a place of safety, Father God. For in your perfect will is that safety, Lord God. And so we just speak that, Father God, over our children, over our families, all the elect and loved ones that we've been praying for years, that they will be at the right place at the right time, that you're working on their heart, that you're showing them where we're at, Father God, right now at this time, that we're about to start that tribulation and that Red Sea, Father God, is going to open, and that your people will take that opportunity to be, Father God, and go, Father God, where you want them to go without fear, Father God, and count the cost, Father God, and be ready to forsake the world, to forsake Egypt, Father God, to forsake forsake their jobs or forsake whatever it is that they have to leave behind, Father God, in order to follow pursuit and follow suit with what you have called them for, what you have prepared them for at this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak that around the world, for this is a end time world Red Sea baptism where your people must be let go, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for anointing the man child, Father God, to bring judgment, Father God, upon the deep state and these wicked people, Father God, that are holding your people back. And so we thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you just remove every judge that is hindering Trump, Father God, from doing your will, from coming up with crazy mandates like, oh, like he has to pay SNAP benefits. Lord, we know the majority of those SNAP benefits are going to illegals, Father God, and that in itself is illegal. They have no right to that money. So we forbid it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We cast down these judges that are constantly hindering him from doing what it is that you have put in his heart to do, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we loose angels to arrest these judges and kick them out in the name of Jesus. If they can't be re-educated, then kick them out in the name of Jesus, Lord. Remove them in whatever manner you feel to do that, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I lift up this situation with the three-eye atlas or whatever, this comet that seems to not have any kind of what they call gravitational pull, that it has its own propulsion and that it seems to be heading towards the earth. And there's a lot of talk about it, and they're saying, oh, this is aliens and an alien ship coming to the earth, da, da, da. Lord, we cast down the alien deception from on your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would give more in dreams and visions and revelations, Father God, that the dreams and visions and revelations that are already out there will be found by your people, Father God, so that they can cast down this false doctrine and this deception, Father God, that they have planned, Father God. I know that's just a plan of the deep state, Father God, to subvert and cause people confusion and thinking all kinds of things, Father God, contrary to the Bible. So we just cast that down in Jesus' name, Lord God. We loose the angels to surround and protect the minds of the people, Father God, from this delusion, deception, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the lying spirits. We bind strong delusion from off of your children, Father God. And we thank you. We have the mind of Christ, Father God. And we thank you. We're covered with that blood, Lord God. And we thank you for more revelation, more wisdom on what to pray, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for preparing your people. And just as you did with the Egyptians, Father God, in before they went to the wilderness, you prepared them to go. You had that they would strip the Egyptians, Father God, and take from them what was necessary, Father God, for them to have provisions in the wilderness, Lord. So we speak that, and we thank you for doing that for your children, that all the people that you have to leave and flee wherever they are, Father God, that they are provided for, that they are bold in faith, Father God, and step out in that faith knowing that you are with them, Father God, because you said that we were sojourners in this earth, Father God, that we are not of this world, that we're in the world, but not of the world, Father God. So help your people to cut all ties, Father God, with this world, and help them to know exactly that we're about to start this tribulation, Father God, and that that the worldly sorrow would flee away from your people's hearts, Father God, that the deception and the lies and the dragging of the feet, Father God, about your will, that you know, that they know that you put in their hearts, Father God, you put it in their hearts, and they keep questioning and questioning, is this the Lord's will, Lord God, and they're putting it off, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you make it clear to them and you give them the grace to obey, Father God, what you have put in their heart, Father God, and that they would forsake this world, Lord God, forsake their will, Lord God, and be willing to do your will, Father God, as your word says, that, you know, why call me Lord, Lord, if we're not making you Lord and not obeying your word, Father God, and not giving up our lives in this world, Lord God. Give us the grace to give up anything that is contrary to your will, Father God, and remove the worldly sorrow that is hindering your people from stepping out in faith and obedience to what you already said, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just pray for the ability to pray like Angelica. She can get 2 days worth of praying in 15 minutes, and I thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Angelica. That was awesome. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise the Lord. We need to get together with you more often, sister.
Amen.
Stir us all up, Lord, like you do our sister. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the gifts you've given each and every one of us, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We
Yes,
bind up.
amen.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
all learning it in different ways. Thank you,
Yes,
Jesus.
we are. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're all part of the body, so we all need each other. So I'm grateful that she's in here tonight. Praise the Lord. We love you, sister. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, Lord, we also come against, I know we've talked about, I think touched on it in anyhow, but Lord, all of the plans for false flag events, 9/11, and that kind of thing, where they would do destruction to our infrastructures, the bridges, the roadways, the highways, and all that kind of thing. We bind all that and all any plans that they have to cause that kind of damage in Jesus' name. We forbid all that. We bind and cast down the works of destruction, anarchy, violence, rage, this whole lawlessness and rebellion. In Jesus' name, we bind these spirits that are in the powers and principalities that are over this nation and globally that are causing all this just chaos and destruction and just turning the cities into third world slums where there is like absolutely no common decency for anybody. And we bind all these spirits of violence where they just people just for no reason attacking people and fighting, all the fighting between people and beating each other and that we bind those spirits in Jesus' name. I don't know what's behind all of that, but it is wickedness. And we bind those spirits of wickedness and the witchcraft and the drugs, the pharmakia and everything that's behind that and the guns and the and it's like what the MK Ultra or whatever, this mind control that's being used on people through pharmakia and radio waves and 5G and all these things that they're using. We forbid all that. We command failure to those things in the name of Jesus. And we also bind up the spirits of weather warfare and the destruction that the deep state's using against globally, but against this nation too, Lord, where we live and this continent, Lord, and causing terrible storms and hurricanes and flooding and all of these things and their plans to cause and to make their smart cities. We commend failure to all of that, that all of their plans for any further destruction of these places is stopped in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for doing that. We also pray a hedge of protection, Lord, over our water supply in this nation from all the poisoning that they have planned. It's coming through this, the chemtrails, it's coming through, the poison through the food and the water. And we pray that, Lord, we pray over our food and we pray over our water supply that it is protected from the deep state and any nefarious acts that they have planned to poison us and make people die through the water in Jesus' name. And we also pray ahead to protection around the power grid. Lord, it's not coming down until they're ready to take it down according to your plan and your timing for the new power to go up in Jesus' name. That we will always, because it's coming into the winter months here for us, Lord, and people need heat and they need to be able to cook. They need to stay warm. They need electricity. And I thank you, Lord, that that is going to remain untouched by the enemy in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing that, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay, Missy.
I like to pray over the president and his family, President Trump and his family, and all the President Trump's cabinet. And protection over them, protection over Mar-a-Lago, over the holidays, any big gatherings that are happening there, and Don Jr. in particular. Brandon saw something about him. So we just thank you, Lord, that your angels are going forth and protecting President and all of his cabinet and all his family members. And we just praise you, Lord, for that, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we pray Psalm 91 over all of Trump's cabinet and his family and friends and all of his places of business too, Mar-a-Lago and wherever else he's got them. in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for him. And Lord, we thank you for giving wisdom and discernment to him also in these times that are coming ahead. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And Lord, I just pray that too for us. I pray for safety. Psalms 91 prayer over everyone here. And not only that, Lord, I thank you for wisdom and discernment for everybody too, to be able to have wisdom in the days ahead and discernment as to what's going on. Amen. And all their travels too, as Julie said, yeah, in their travels as well. Thank you, Father, for doing that for me. And Lord, we thank you for blessing Nick over there too. What's up, Nick? Hey, buddy.
Michael.
Hey, bud. It's good to see you again. I just saw you this morning, yesterday morning. Yeah, I'm glad y'all got home safe, bud. All right. You work hard today, I hope.
That's the
Okay.
only word you know, Nick, yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
He's tired. A man of few words.
Yeah. Well,
Really,
that's
you
a
don't tell 12:04 in the morning, so.
okay, bud. Well, go home and get some of mama's cooking. Amen. And then pass out. All right, anyone else? Oh gosh, we're out of time here. All right, having a good time. Having a good time tonight. Glory to God. Well, all right, I think it's been a very successful prayer night, and I'm so glad that everybody came and believe with us and just keep on believing. And hopefully, what is today? This is Thursday. Tomorrow night, we'll be praying too, I expect. So just tune in on YouTube and you'll see us. You'll see all the gang. Y'all be blessed, you hear? Anybody got any last minute things before we close out?
I do, but after we cut.